We're back, and today I'm joined by my friend Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
This is Daphne, by the way. Yeah, mom's out of town, so I was like, Lindsay, I'm pretty sure is like the only person who's a true dedicated listener who's my friend, except for our other friend. Hi, Vienna, if you're listening, hello.
Hey.
But Lindsay texts me all the time, and when she's listening and is like, oh my God, Samuel Little was such a cunt.
Yeah, all I this totally stuff. Did. I was so mad about that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not. It made me so mad. I was furious. I was like, Daphne, he should have gotten the chair.
Yeah, he should have for sure. But you know, at least in the end, like, he confessed to everything.
Yeah, true.
So
I still wish we could have had more people, like, you know, who were found rather than Jane Doe's. But I mean, it is what it is.
Right. Well, hopefully there's still developments happening in that case.
Very true.
Hopefully we'll get some developments. And if we do, we'll update you all here. All right, Lindsay, what's your disturbing fact?
Oh, I'm coming in with a disturbing fact.
I told Lindsay, I was like, you better get your disturbing fact ready, sister. She's like, well, when I told her I wanted to record with her because my mom was going to be out of town, she was like, do I have to have a disturbing fact? I was like, yeah, that's kind of how we do things around here.
I was hoping you would come in with the disturbing fact, but I guess it makes sense because you guys alternate when you do it. So, like, one comes in with the disturbing fact and the other does the podcast. And I don't think I could do the podcast part.
We'll get you there.
Well, eventually, one day.
One day, the next time my mom leaves town.
We'll see. But anyways, today is tattoo day for Daph and I, because we're going to go get some tattoos after this.
Yes.
So I did a disturbing fact in honor of tattoo day.
Oh, okay. Now I'm scared, because we're going to go get tattoos literally right after.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be good. So did you know that when you get a tattoo, your lymph nodes turn black?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's not good.
So it's like,
and I've been accumulating a lot of them in the last couple months.
Yeah, same. And so I guess the dermal activated macrophages of the cells containing the tattoo ink migrate to the draining lymph nodes. And that's what causes like a swelling in your lymph nodes. They call it lymphadenopathy.
Lymphadenopathy.
Yeah.
She was practicing before. I didn't know what the fact was, but she was practicing before. And I was like, no idea what that means. So hopefully one of us can nail that word on here. Oh my God,
it is so hard.
Okay. I guess that's why, like, it's a good thing I'm, like, very TikTok oriented and always on, like, the gua sha shit.
Yes.
My lymphatic drainage massages.
Yeah, they turn black. Well, these ones are in your liver, so.
Oh, fuck.
Because the ink goes through your bloodstream down to your liver, and it swells up your lymphatic cells inside your liver.
So what you're saying is I need to slow down getting my tattoos.
Yes, that's correct. But it's wild.
So don't be looking for me on the cover of Inked Mag anytime soon.
Exactly. But no, I think it's wild because people are like, will go into the doctor and they have like mistaken the blackened lymph nodes for melanoma.
Oh, what's melanoma?
Melanoma's like, it's like a cancer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary. Well, I guess the doctors should know. They should be like, hey, did you get a recent tattoo?
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Scary.
Yeah. Disturbing.
Disturbing fact. 101.
Yes, definitely. Very disturbing.
All right. Are you ready to hear what I have for you today?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Okay. Our case today is called The Island of the Dolls. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not, but it sounds like an island of dolls. Is that what it is?
It's also referred to as La Isla de Muñecas.
Okay. Is that Spanish?
It is.
Okay.
So it's a chinampa, and it's a chinampa of the Laguna de Tequila, located in the channels of Xochimilco. Xochimilco, I think that's how you say it. Okay. South of the center of Mexico City, Mexico. And chinampa is a technique used in Mesoamerican agriculture, which relies on small rectangular areas of fertile arable land to grow crops on a shallow lake, which are in the beds of the Valley of Mexico.
Interesting.
So they're built up on wetlands of a lake or freshwater swamps for agricultural purposes, and their proportions ensure optimal moisture retention. for the crops.
So that they grow better, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So chinampas were invented by the Aztec civilization, and they're sometimes referred to as the floating gardens. Chinampas are artificial islands that are created by interweaving reeds with stakes beneath the lake's surface, creating underwater fences. So a buildup of soil and aquatic vegetation will be piled up into these, quote, fences until the top layer of soil was visible on the water surface. So they're basically, they're man-made islands.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it's like a man-made island with just nothing but crops.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
With a lot of vegetation, with like a lot of lushness happening there. So when creating these chinampas, in addition to building up the masses of land, a drainage system was also developed. So the drainage system was multi-purposed. Ditches created to allow for the flow of water and sediments. Over time, the ditch would slowly accumulate piles of mud, and this mud would be dug up and placed on top of the chinampas, clearing the blockage. So then they're building up even more land around
this. Right, so it's like they're going with the soil and everything, and then they're putting the mud on top, and then they just keep continue that process so that it like
becomes layer real land. After
layer.
Yeah, so it becomes land.
Wild.
Like a land mass.
Kind That's of like really the, cool. I didn't know that you could do that.
Kind of like the Florida Keys, I suppose, in a different way.
Yeah, in a different way, for sure.
Because those are the mangrove trees, which, you know, all their roots eventually grow together to build the land mass.
Right.
But this is a man-made way man-made of doing
it. For sure.
Yeah, man-made way of doing it, which obviously, you know, the Keys have become, like, they're obviously man-made as well.
Well,
but
yeah,
but the mangrove trees were there to do the work.
Yeah, they were definitely there first. It was just established. They established more.
Exactly, exactly.
Got it.
So that's just where this is located. And I wanted to give that backstory. Because when I told my dad this is what I was doing, he was like, oh, talk about the backstory. Because, you know, we're all interested in history around here and like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so he was like, definitely a history lesson for sure. I like it.
So he's like, give, you know, the backstory of it. So now let's talk about what the fear of dolls is called.
Dolls. I hate dolls.
So you must have pediophobia.
I hate them.
And it's considered to be caused by the blank yet lifelike stares of dolls' faces.
Yes, like they're tracking you everywhere you go.
They're always watching you.
Always. I hate that.
They're like, I can't keep my eyes off of you.
You have to like turn them towards the wall.
You can't see me no more.
Exactly. That's me.
So the story today is the story of Don Julian Santana Barrera. So he was a native of Xochimilco, a borough of Mexican City, right? Which we just talked about.
Yep.
Don Julian left his wife and family sometime in the 1950s to sequester himself on an island on the Tixula Lake after being persecuted for his overzealous religious beliefs.
Interesting.
So not long after his relocating, he made a chilling discovery on the island. The body of a young girl had been drowned in the lake.
That's so sad.
I know, right? So it's said that he either found the girl, like, already drowned, or he failed to save her life.
Interesting.
So
it's a little fishy.
A little fishy. A little suspect.
A little fishy.
swimmy, fishy. Don Julian claimed to have heard the girl screaming from beyond the grave, "I want my doll." And a doll came floating down the canals shortly afterward.
Wow.
So he hung the doll on a tree on the island. And there are several theories as to why he hung the doll.
Okay.
So some people believe he did this to honor the girl's spirit. So others, others believe he did this to appease the little girl's spirit and protect himself and the island against any evil.
Okay, we'll have to, I have some questions regarding that, but keep going.
And the third theory is that people believe he hung the doll to protect the girl's spirits from demons in the afterlife.
Okay, because she drowned. Is that why they would? He's protect. I don't understand why he would.
Because he's really religious.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, like I said, his overzealous religious beliefs, like his Catholicism beliefs, you know, and protecting himself against evil. So maybe
he hang the doll? Why wouldn't you just bless the doll?
That's the question.
Interesting.
So the legend has it that years before his arrival, a young girl became entangled in the canal's water lilies and that she had drowned there.
Oh, okay. So it's like there's a history.
Yeah, kind of. Because the girl's existence has never been confirmed.
Wow. So it could be a made-up story is what you're telling me.
It could be, but the Island of the Dolls is not.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
So he set up a cross where he found her body. And after placing the cross, Don Julian, he reported that something strange and dark started to happen on the island, that he claimed he began seeing shadows and hearing cries, a soul that he believed was in deep sorrow.
So it could be that girl.
Yeah. Could be that girl, right?
Wow.
All that right. Or something else is happening there.
Yeah, something's definitely happening.
Something sinister. So for the next 50 years, Don would scrounge dolls from the trash and from the canals and hang them on the island's many trees. So it's also said that when his crops failed, he placed more dolls around the island in an effort to appease the young girl's restless spirit and or, you know, whatever. For whatever reason, he actually hung the doll, you know,
yeah,
the original doll. You know, he did it to appease or protect himself, protect his crops, whatever reason it was.
Right. Yeah, because she was found in his crops.
Yeah, on his island and in one of the canals.
Yep. Okay.
So he'd hang a whole or others in various states, these dolls. Some of them were headless. Some of them were torsoless. Some of them were taken apart. You know, just think about kids hacking up dolls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was me. Weird Barbie, that was me. If you haven't seen the Barbie movie, you need to go see it.
I haven't seen it yet. I need to go see it. I was a Barbie girl.
I was too. Hardcore Barbie girl.
Love Barbie. Although, maybe not after this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a difference between, like, Barbie dolls and, like, baby dolls.
Yeah.
Baby dolls is what gets me. I can't do baby dolls. But Barbie dolls, I could play those all day long.
Right? At the ripe old age, we are still playing with our Barbies.
That's right.
So, basically, he really hung them in whatever condition the doll was in. However, he claimed to discover new dolls strung up from the trees every time he went outside.
So other people are also hanging dolls.
Or are the spirits hanging the dolls.
Or spirits. Ooh. Yeah, because is he the only person on this island?
He's the only person living there.
So then it's got to be the spirits.
So we do know that he also used to trade his vegetables for these dolls, too, which is like the weirdest thing in the world. Like, you'd think you'd like, I don't know, money for vegetables, but he's dolls.
Think about it as a barter. So, like, you would trade something for somebody else's goods.
Yeah, it's the weirdest barter system in the world, though.
Definitely. Why would you want dolls?
So, he would also, like I said, he'd hang these dolls in trees on clothing lines. Like, they're just kind of all about hanging on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And he soon realized that the dolls themselves were possessed by spirits of dead girls. And then he continued to collect these dolls.
What are these dolls made of?
Plastic?
Is that what they're made of?
Dolls?
But, I mean, are they, like, are the islanders? But are the islanders making the dolls, or is it?
No, they're just, like, toys.
Oh, it's just like a regular plastic baby doll?
Yeah. Oh. Although, I don't know if they were plastic in the 50s, but... You know,
see, that's what I was thinking. It had to have been like a cloth ceramic doll or something.
Cloth, perhaps. Yeah, something like that.
Weird.
I don't know. But he created a shrine for the dead girl as well.
It makes sense.
So the shrine was built in a shed where it houses the original doll and his other favorite dolls. There are candles around the shrine. None of the dolls have been given names except one doll. Augustinita, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
Which she wears glasses and has a turquoise dress. She is the one, like, that's under the... She's in the shrine. There's a sign. There's pictures of it. We'll post it on the Instagram.
Okay.
That says Soshi Miko. And she was supposedly his favorite doll. And locals believe that she performs miracles and helps people with their faith.
Wow.
And since it is believed that she has gifts, at night she walks around. And she would even have a gift to cure and protect him, to protect Don Julian.
Interesting. And so she's like the best of the best dolls because of the powers that, like, she possesses.
She's like the Holy Grail, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Makes sense.
So that is the reason why there are plates to leave little offerings for her
in the
shrine. The original doll is a doll wearing a straw hat covered in sunflowers. And this is the one that he said that he found in the Soshi Miko channels.
Okay.
Soshi Miko.
Yeah.
Many people, including Don Julian's own family, didn't believe that there was ever a girl, although they don't know if he, like, made it up in his mind or imagined the experience. Anyway, it's just unclear. But, you know, those close to him just don't think that it was true. But those that are close to him really think that he was driven by some unseen something that really changed him. Because I guess he just completely changed the minute he moved onto the island, you know, found the girl's body or supposedly found the girl's body. And
right.
Just that everything had changed.
Well, I mean, how would that girl get there?
She was probably a local that lived in one of the other islands.
That makes
sense. If she was real, of
right,
course.
If because, she was real. That's what I was thinking.
Because it was never confirmed, right?
Right. But how that's what got me is like, how would she get there? Because she's little.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she could have taken like a boat or fallen off a boat or something.
Went swimming.
Yeah, exactly. Went swimming.
Yeah, and drowned, unfortunately.
Which is really sad.
Right.
But I mean, it makes sense also that it could have not been real because he was seeing things and there are a lot of spirits on the island from the dolls.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, though, because the dolls
are like...
But that
was the first doll that started the...
Started the chain.
Yeah, that was the first one that, you know, started this cycle of seeing things and hearing things and, you know, the need to protect either himself, the island, appease the spirit, protect right. the spirit, whatever, you know, whatever the real intention was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, dolls are the number one, like, way for spirits and things to, like, connect.
Oh, yeah. You listened to Annabelle, didn't you?
Oh, I've listened to Annabelle.
I've seen the movies, whole nine.
Yep.
Although she doesn't really look like she does in the movies.
No, true.
She's so much creepier in the movies.
She's so much creepier.
Because she's just, like, a cute little Raggedy Ann doll. Although, I don't know if I should refer to Annabelle's cute, but, you know.
It's
Raggedy
okay.
Ann in general
Raggedy
is
Ann
cute.
Is cute, yeah.
So, in 2001, Don's nephew, Anastasio, he came to the island to help his uncle plant pumpkins. And as they, like, fished the canal as well. And Don, he was 80 at this time. It said that he, like, sang passionately, and he was claiming that the mermaids in the water were calling for him.
The mermaids.
The mermaids. The sirens.
Makes
I feel
sense.
Like they usually are in the ocean, but yeah. I guess they could be in lakes. I don't know. I'm not a mermaid, unfortunately. I can't tell you. I wasn't
right,
there.
I don't know where a mermaid lives. Interesting.
I'm not one, unfortunately. How cool would that be, though?
It would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You remember playing mermaids when you were little in the pool?
Yeah.
That was me.
In my hot tub.
Yes.
So the nephew, he briefly left to continue to work on planting the pumpkins. And upon his arrival, he found Don Julian lifeless, face down in the canal, in the exact same spot where the girl was said to have drowned, where the cross is.
That's so sad.
Isn't that weird?
That is really weird, though.
It's strange.
He said that the mermaids were calling him, and then he ends up face down in the water.
Yeah.
Right where the girl died.
Right where the girl died. So some believe that it was his fate and, you know, to die like this because of whatever reason or the dolls killed him,
like
whatever.
Closure?
Yeah.
In a weird way. It's like a closure situation.
Yeah, like closing the circle. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But others believe he had a heart attack.
It's very possible he was 80.
Yeah, he was 80, right?
Yes, he was pretty old.
But it was weird that he died in that exact spot.
Yeah, that is weird.
So in response to his death, tourists began flocking to the island to pay their tribute. They brought dolls of their own, and people to this day say that they honor both Don Julian and the girl, whether she was, you know, real or not,
mm-hmm.
by hanging up dolls in tribute.
So it really, like, caught on.
Yeah, it got on. So now it's a tourist attraction, as you just heard.
As it should be.
And a really creepy one, because these dolls have been exposed to the elements for however long they've been there. You
right,
know, they're
so
all worn and decayed and ugly. And there are also lots of spiders on the island. There are cats there.
It's
don't really
no
know how
me.
The cats got there.
Spiders are a no for me. I'm out.
Oh my gosh, there's so many pictures of, like, just spiders crawling out of the dolls.
Oh, no thank you.
And they're ugly, big black spiders.
It's giving
and,
me
like,
the chills.
Huge spider webs.
Oh, it's grossing. Mm.
Yeah, for people who are arachnophobes, you might, like... Actually, that was, like, the only mention of them.
I'm shaking in my seat right now.
See, I'm not a spider hater. I, like, don't mind them. If they're not on me, we're cool. Like... You know, do your thing, as long as it's not like a black widow or like a bad spider.
Well, no, I feel that. I'm just like, if it's in the house, we should just burn the whole house down and move away because...
That's how I feel about mice.
One spider.
About any vermin, actually. That's how I feel. It's like, oh, get rid of it.
Yeah, vermin's
this
nasty.
Is your house now.
They take over everything.
Yeah, they're so gross.
Yeah, they are.
So the website itself says, quote, dolls on the island are threatening. Even in the bright light of midday, but in the dark, they're particularly disturbing. And that's a quote from the website, right?
Interesting. So there's still activity going on at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening during the day?
Well, there's tourists night and day.
Right. No, I get that. But I mean, with the spirits of the dolls.
Oh, I don't know what's up with them during the day.
Interesting.
I want to go, though.
I would go if there weren't spiders.
We're in the jungle of Mexico. Of course, there's going to be spiders. I think there's also monkeys there.
I would love to see a monkey. I want one of the monkeys to like come up your arm, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. I got bit on the ear by a monkey once.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
They can be aggressive.
They can be real dicks, actually, not just aggressive. So the Island of the Dolls is accessible to the public by gondola-like boats, which these are referred to as, I'm going to butcher this.
Should have practiced.
Trajineras.
Okay.
I think is how you say it. Most rowers are willing to transport people on the island, but there are those who refuse to like go out there or take people there because of their superstition, right? Like they'll go to other places, but they won't go there.
It makes sense. I mean, Islander superstitions are a real thing.
Right. Well, this journey, this like tour, if you will, it includes a tour of the ecological area, the Ajolote Museum, the Apatlaco Canal, the Tishula Lagoon, and the La Llorona Island.
Oh, so it's like all the areas around it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So some people just won't go to the Doll Island, right? Some of the rowers.
Makes sense.
So Anastasio, when he moved to the island after his uncle's death, him and I believe another one of their Don Julio's nephews.
Okay.
Not Don Julio. No tequila.
Dang. You see me perk up over here?
I did. Like
Don Lindsay's Julio. Like, ooh.
So they moved there to be like keepers of the island. Okay. I don't know if they necessarily like live there full time, but they're like the caretakers, right?
Right.
They claim that the dolls move in their heads and that they whisper.
It's a no for me.
So he claims it is the drowned girl who haunts the island because you can hear a little girl speak at night. And when his uncle was alive, he walked with a cane. And at night, you can also hear the cane.
That's wild. Well, I mean, it makes sense. He died in the exact same spot she died.
Right. I don't know. Like, so it's just full circle.
So do you think his spirit stayed? I wonder if his spirit stayed on the island.
Oh, I'm sure. He's got to protect it there, too.
Yeah, very true.
You know? Well, now he's got people bringing him dolls left, right, center, so.
It would make him happy, I'm sure.
Yeah. So locals claim that the dolls come to life at night and that they're animated by the spirits of the dead. They say the dolls whisper, they whistle, they move their limbs and turn their heads on their own accord, hoping to lure people on the canals to their untimely death.
That's a big fat no for me.
In the water.
That's scary.
That's really scary, right?
I would not.
All of a sudden they turn from like this girl who's drowning to like appease her spirit to like, oh, let me collect all the haunted dolls in the world. To let's kill everyone.
Yeah, it's a no for me on that.
So one of those gondola-like boat captains, I don't want to say the word again. He was possessed by the waterways and he was being lured to the island while in the canals. And he said that this, like, his possession happened for multiple days.
That's scary.
That's really scary,
right? That you can get possessed by the waterways around the island.
Yeah, because all the dolls, the spirits are lurking. Yeah. Although, I believe I talked about this in the Key West episode, that spirits can't travel through water.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, because I did listen to that episode, and I did know that you said that. So it's kind of weird that you would get possessed through the waterways. I wonder if that's just weird for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
I know. Maybe it's just because they're so alluring.
Could be.
Yeah, that
there's
just
so
like
many.
Their pull is so
overpowering.
Yeah. Yeah. So others claim that it's just the wind making all of these sounds.
Could be just the wind.
Could be just the wind. And of course, as I'm sure you would guess this, the shrine is believed to be the most haunted area on the island.
Well, yeah, because it's
the shrine.
It's the shrine.
It's where the original doll is housed.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
With all of the plates and everything.
Yeah, with Augustina.
Yep, Augustina.
I think that's how you say her name. I don't know. I'm so butchering that with our August girl.
Yeah.
In the month of August that we're in right now.
I know. I want it to be October so bad.
Spooky season.
I'm so ready.
Well, I feel like I start this month.
You start what?
Spooky season.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we should just start decorating now.
I think spooky season's like a year-long practice.
Definitely.
It's not just like a, oh, you know.
Like every, a one-month thing?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it extends.
It extends
it's
until
like Christmas
November.
Too. Halloween all year long, baby. The Nightmare Before Christmas, yes.
You're funny.
A local tour guide of the island named Jose Gabriel Gonzalez Franco. He says that the apparatus has been set up and yes, there is paranormal activity there. And
oh, 1,000% has to be.
Right. He also said, here the concentration of energy is strong. You can actually feel it. That is why the Island of the Dolls ranks as one of the most terrifying places in the world.
I'm sure it is super terrifying. I would not want to be on an island with dolls that move their heads and their limbs.
Yeah,
that are hanging from the trees.
No, thank you. Lindsay's like, get me the fuck out.
And spiders is a no for me. But now it makes me think like maybe those dolls are moving because of the spiders.
Maybe don't like, get off
wind.
Of me.
The wind.
You know what the spiders coming out of things makes me think of? The Haunted Mansion.
Yes, 1,000%.
The scene where he's like in the going underground.
Up,
yeah,
and all of the spiders are coming up the stairs.
Yeah, and Michael's afraid of all the spiders on the outside of the door.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it makes me think of.
And that's what those spiders look like in the pictures.
Oh, no. It's no. I'm good.
Lindsay said I'm fine.
You can go on that one by yourself.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
You could take Gail with you.
So Jose says that you can also hear a young lady cry and moan at night.
That's sad.
Yeah. Again, that sorrowful spirit.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So today there are over 4,000 dolls on the island.
4,000. That's a lot of dolls.
It's a lot of dolls.
No,
you would
thanks.
So bring him a doll. Don't lie. Maybe a Barbie.
I probably would bring him a Barbie, but that's...
So, Guinness World Records has named the site the world's largest collection of haunted dolls.
That's crazy.
I feel like that's fair.
I mean, it should be fair.
I've heard of people 4,000. Who, like, own a haunted doll, right? But I'm pretty sure, like, Ed and Lorraine Warren don't have 4,000 of them laying
around. No, they definitely cannot have 4,000. There's no way.
We just have 4,000 haunted dolls. It's cool.
They would have to get cases for every single doll.
Yeah.
And then go through and bless each doll.
Every single day.
Every single day.
Ugh.
No thanks.
Or once a week. I don't remember.
I don't remember how many times he does it. I think he said, like, once a week. But now his son does it for him because he died.
Yeah, their son-in-law.
Yeah, crazy.
So, either way... Whatever the case of all of this may be, if it was, you know, his delusions mm-hmm. or if, you know, the girl really was there, whatever. If, you know, he was doing this to appease her spirit, if he was doing this to protect himself, if he was doing this to protect her spirit, if he was doing this to, you know, like counteract her restlessness and let her be with her doll for the rest of eternity.
Right.
Whatever the reason may be behind all of this, they say it's wise that you bring dolls as an offering the moment you step foot on this island, because who knows, you know, you could meet Don Julian's fate or be lured to the lake by the mermaids.
It's a no.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the mermaids luring you.
That could be it. The possession of the water.
Yeah.
The mermaids.
I
didn't even think about the mermaids.
I didn't either.
Oh, no. But I mean, it makes sense
that
you bring an offering.
They're definitely not like an Ariel.
No.
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 No. Although, maybe like an Ursula.
An Ursula, I could believe in Ursula, but an Ariel, nah.
Nah, she's too sweet.
Yeah, way too sweet.
What is that movie with the Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter. With the sea creatures?
Yeah, the fourth
one.
I
think about that all the time, actually.
The Goblet of Fire.
Yes, I have a dream where I get chased down to a lake, and those things are waiting for me in the water, and they hold me under the water, and I die. Every
oh, God,
time.
I don't like that.
And it's just my reoccurring nightmare.
They hold the, like, little trident thing to your neck. Is that what it's called, the trident?
Yeah.
And they go, only one.
Kind
I love
of.
Harry Potter.
I do, too.
I love it so much.
I can't wait for it to start snowing.
Oh, I started the first one again the other day.
Did you?
I did.
I love that.
I love it so much. All right, well, that's all I got on this. Everything on this is, like, just kind of is what it is. I guess you have to go experience it for yourself to, you know, get more out of it.
And if you do experience it yourself, make sure you bring a doll and some sage.
Yeah. No, don't bring sage to the island.
No, I mean, keep it
sage
there for
after. Sage yourself after the fact.
Yeah, after. Definitely.
Or like the second you step foot back on that boat.
I'm just saying, make sure you have those packed in your bag and ready to roll when you,
yeah,
when you go.
We don't want to sage these places because, you know, we want the spirits to be there for
ever.
us.
As long as they need to be there.
morbid, creepy fuckers out there.
Yep, exactly. Those of us that need to experience it.
Yeah, self-proclaimed that, you know, want to be out there with it.
Exactly, exactly.
So, you know, we don't want to cleanse the areas of it.
No, absolutely not. I've just meant, like, you cleanse need both yourself. Of those in the bag with you when you leave so that you can save yourself after, but bring him an offering.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Barbie.
I would bring a Barbie and some bug spray.
With D.
Some spider spray.
Just rub yourself in lemon verbena. They'll love you.
Not happening.
She's getting ready to say that's smart. They'll love you.
That's a no.
I think it's actually mosquito repellent, lemon verbena.
Yeah.
Which is still probably necessary down there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would assume so.
You're in
the jungle.
Yeah. In a lake, literally. Just very on an humid. Island made in a lake.
Very humid down there.
Yeah.
Well, Gail, if you're listening, happy anniversary.
Yeah, this is going to drop on my parents' anniversary.
So cute. How did you know? We've talked about it, and you act like I wouldn't know that. She's my mom, too, you know?
I do know that.
So, of course, I know. I know everything.
No, yeah. Happy anniversary. Bummed you're not here because you're on a business trip.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Gail, that I took your place. I knew that you were really mad about it. But you're back next week. It's fine.
Right. So, you can follow us on our Instagram at That's Disturbing Podcast. You can send us a Gmail, That's Disturbing Podcast. @gmail.com. You could also visit our website, which, like, you know, if anyone wants to visit the website, put in a case request form. I only spent forever and ever, ever, and ever working on the website, making it beautiful. It's cool. I paid for a domain, whole nine.
Yep. My case request is coming soon.
Good.
It's going to be juicy.
I know. You sent me a TikTok of it. You're like, I'll send it in as soon as it unfolds.
Just to forewarn you that it was coming.
Just so you know, this is happening.
Exactly.
Our website is thatsdisturbingpodcast.com. You know, if you want, do the www thing, World Wide Web, HTTPS.
Right.
That whole nine. And if you're in Colorado, I would like to plug my friend Lindsay, her business.
Yes, I do believe. And event planning with my sister-in-law. We're called Popco Events. Hit us up if you have parties. We do backdrops, garlands, and vinyl.
Yeah. So we'll tag Lindsay in the Instagram post when this goes live. And I'll also leave Lindsay's handle to the Instagram in our show notes for this episode.
Yep. Totally.
All right. I think that takes care of business. Thanks for coming on today, Lindsay.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That was fun.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.